क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम सुधांशु गोयल प्रभु, व्हाई कांट वुमेन बी ब्रह्मचारिणीज? आंसर, दे कैन श्योरली बी एंड दे शुड बी ब्रह्मचारिणीज। इन फैक्ट एवरी वुमेन इन हर चाइल्डहुड एंड इन हर यूथ इज एक्सपेक्टेड टू ब्रह्मचारिणी टिल शी गेट्स मैरिड। सो प्रोबेबली व्हाट योर क्वेश्चन इज व्हाई कांट वुमेन बी लाइफ लॉन्ग ब्रह्मचारिणीज? That is a different question. The word brahmacharini means brahmachari or brahmacharini. Brahmacharati, one who moves in Brahma or moves towards Brahma. Charati means to move. So that is a brahmachari. So in the absolute sense of the word, every individual, whether is a male or a female, is expected to be a brahmachari. The word brahmachari can have a more narrow meaning in the sense of somebody who is taken a resolution of lifelong celibacy. So, in the modern society, in the name of freedom for women or liberalization of women, women are made to think that the success of their life is to be copycats of men. That all that men are doing, if we are able to do that, then we are actually free. But actually, men and women are substantially different. Different doesn't mean that the women are inferior, but they are just biologically, psychologically different. Although the souls in males and female bodies are similar, the bodies are different. And both require different kinds of arrangements for purification and upliftment. So for a woman, it is natural to be a mother. Like that is one of the ways in which a woman gets the greatest emotional fulfillment of her life. So for a woman to be a homemaker, to be a mother, to seek to dovetail her distinctive emotional and psychological nature to Krishna through the medium of family is the most balanced and realistic way for her to be marching back on the path to Krishna. Now, in the traditional Vedic culture, it was understood that women can make as much advancement as men and more if they practice Krishna, if they practice their dharma sincerely, and they raise their children in Krishna consciousness, they take care of the homes, and they assist their husbands in both of them as a unit together serving Krishna. So from the physical point of view, the life of brahmacharis can be a bit austere, and from the psychological point of view, the life of brahmacharya involves to some extent some level of isolation or loneliness. Although brahmachari is also bond with other brahmacharis, but still that bondage is not like the bondage between spouses in a marriage. So from the emotional point of view, it may be a little more difficult for women, and it's not a question whether they can or they cannot do it. If women put their mind on something, they can surely do whatever they decide to do. So it's not a question of lack of ability or capacity. It's a question of the optimum suitability. So women can make spiritual advancement much more naturally and harmoniously by playing the role which nature has best endowed them to play. So therefore, there is no need for women to think that they cannot be brahmacharinis. Surely they can be brahmacharinis when they are in their premarital stage. And even after they are married, they can in spirit be brahmacharinis by actually striving to practice Krishna consciousness in the best possible way. And the best possible way for them, according to their bodily and psychological nature, is as homemakers and mothers. Thank you.